A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
How you doing? DeMello, doing it solo once again. Nikki back on board come Monday. So just hold hands. We'll get through this together. What a weird week it's been. Because today is, I mean, officially double demerits territory and the official start of the school holidays for those kids that hadn't kicked off. I know lots already had. But, yeah, it's all kind of official. So it's sort of like the weekend anyway. Big news overnight, obviously, from the States regarding the president and some fruit. Okay. Impeachment talk is in the air. Which, for those that don't know, is kind of like the American government saying, look, you know, we don't think you should be boss. Yet he may still win the next election. It's certainly nothing is kind of certain in this world. So we'll watch as that kind of circus said. Just when you thought things were kind of weird over here with our leaders. But anyway, we shall watch to see what happens with that. Enjoying a cool change, obviously, too, but temperatures hit almost 50 degrees in parts of South Australia yesterday. They've had to cancel evening races for tonight, horse races, because of the heat. And there's reports, too, of roads melting in Port Augusta, the bitumen literally getting into liquid territory. So, again, welcome to summer and appreciate the cool change and look forward to what could be a fun summer. On the subject of holiday kind of stuff, new guidelines have been released that recommend men and women can have up to 4 standard drinks a day, but no more than 10 alcoholic beverages a week. This is a slight tweak on the what was it 2 standard drinks a day that they used to recommend? But anyway, they've also got stronger recommendations that adolescents under the age of 18 shouldn't drink and that pregnant women should also not drink any alcohol at all. The National Health, and it just seems timely. I don't know if anyone's actually going to listen to this in the lead up to Christmas, but the National Health and Medical Research Council has released these newly revised guidelines on reducing health risks relating to alcohol. And they've got them open for public comment until Feb 24, 2020. So I'm guessing between now and that point, they will get nobody because people are too busy having a drink, probably. I mean, it's just the prime time of the year for it, isn't it? And the other big thing, I guess, to round out the three is that it happened yesterday. Donald Trump was officially impeached. Now the US Senate decides if he can remain president or if he's removed from office. Thing is, it's mostly a Republican Senate. That's his party, obviously. So chances are he'll be acquitted. And if the polls are right, he'll probably get re-elected next year. So it seems like a lot of running around for potentially no result. Or, I guess, as they describe it in politics, business as usual.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is 5 in 10.
And Macy from Pinjarra is here to take the challenge, the prawn challenge this morning. Morning, Macy.
Hi.
Hey, now, would 5 kilos of prawns come in handy for you, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't.
Yeah. Funny that. It's that time of year, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, normally these are worth $125, but they're on sale at the moment from the Fish Market in Rockingham for $99. The Fish Market is in the Rockingham Shopping Centre Fresh Food Mall near Coles. But, Macy, obviously, you wouldn't have to pay a sausage for it if you could make this happen, okay?
That would be pretty good.
So, 5 in 10. I'm going to put 10 seconds on the clock, and you've got to come up with 5 things. And I've given some pretty big clues. What do you reckon I'm going to ask you about?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay. Well, I did say the big clue was going to be given the prize out of a classic scene from Forrest Gump. Has inspired me for today's 5 in 10. So I'll give you a subject, you come up with 5 things that fit it. And given we're talking prawns, might be related to prawns, okay? Have I confused you? Is that making you worry or anything or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit worried.
Okay, well, look, it should be fine. Have you seen Forrest Gump?
Once.
Okay. Well, look, this may stick out in your memory, who knows? But I'm going to put 10 seconds on the clock. You've got 10 seconds to come up with, here we go, 5 ways to serve prawns. Go.
Prawn cocktails. Prawn
Oh no! I think you might have managed 3 in there, Macy. It's heartbreaking, but I'm going to have to let you go.
All right.
Thanks for having a go. See, it seems easy until you get there. And I said, inspired by the movie, let's see if Chris from Wellard can do any better. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Dave, yourself?
I'm all right. But you've got all the benefit of hearing somebody fall over with this process. So hopefully it's going to help you. Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah, it's going to be as good as mine.
Okay. Well, give us a buzz. Maybe someone else will be needed here. 9581593. But Chris, you got 10 seconds. 5 ways to serve prawns. Go.
Drink them out of a cocktail. Cook them on a barbie. Grill them. Eat them. I don't really know.
I don't know that I can count grill them and eat them, Chris. I'm sorry, I have to move on.
Mate, I've got no idea at all. You called me on this one.
Oh, well, and you even had time to think about it. Maybe next time, mate. Thanks for having a crack. All right, who's this?
Hannah.
Hannah, okay. 10 seconds. You've heard everyone else fall over at the last gate. I'm going to give you a chance here at 5 kilos worth of prawns. You ready?
All right. Yep.
5 ways to serve prawns. Go.
Prawn cocktail, prawn skewers, prawn salad, barbecue prawn, raw prawn?
Wow. You could serve raw prawns, I suppose. I mean, I can't rule that out. I'm going to count that. Man.
Oh, God.
What's your name, by the way?
Hannah.
Hannah, that's right. Congratulations. After everyone else fell over, you have come through with the goods. 5 kilos of Christmas prawns, Exmouth Endeavour prawns for you.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. I imagine they'll be quite a handy addition to your Christmas feast.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
Now, these are worth $125 normally. They're on sale at the moment for $99 at the fish market, the Rockingham Shopping Centre, Fresh Food Mall near Coles. But, Hannah, they're all yours. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Hang on there and I'll grab your details. And if anyone else is thinking, what does that remind me of? Here's a few suggestions.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it. Boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Hello there. Yeah, that's right. Nikki's away. So once again, DeMello looking after the goss. First of all, Linkin Park news.
Just come.
And former singer Chester Bennington's first wife will receive half of his music royalties. She's apparently got his second wife to thank for it. His second wife, Talinda, who's executor of his estate, filed legal documents allowing Samantha Bennington's claim for royalties. Samantha, who had a son with Chester, had previously filed a claim for child support as well, but withdrew that back in June. Chester and Samantha were married from 96 to 2005, while he and Talinda were married from 2006 until his death by suicide in 2017. Now, what some are calling the strangest couple in entertainment anyway, Channing Tatum and Jessie J have split after more than a year of dating. Although, as is always the way with these situations, the actor and singer are reportedly still really good friends. They started dating a few months after Tatum and his wife, Jenna Dewan, separated in April last year. Channel 7's Brekkie TV team of David Kosh and Samantha Armitage will have their summer holidays cut short. Yeah, they're going to be scrambled, called back to action to get set for the looming ratings battle of 2020. The Sunrise hosts back on our screens January 6th, a week earlier than was expected. And that's to match the relaunch of Rival Today and obviously the resurrection of Karl Stefanovic. Musical chairs continues. And Star Wars news to wrap it up. Of course, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is out and only getting about a 59% positive rating from Rotten Tomatoes. Apparently these are some of the worst... In fact, these are the worst reviews of any Star Wars film since 99's The Phantom Menace. And while the critics are calling it too safe and the worst Star Wars movie ever, plenty of fans, plenty of my friends too, seem more than happy with the movie that wraps up some 42 years worth of saga from the Skywalker family. So given that it's being roundly panned by the critics and generally praised by the fans, I guess the, you know, the general merit of the movie probably lies somewhere in the middle.
Nicky and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.